Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is episode 13 of the How Awesome Is This podcast. You're getting three movie podcasts in a row, three bangers. What was your favorite of the last three, Brian?
I like this one a lot.
Come on.
It's the craziest. It has the craziest lines, the craziest costumes, the craziest set pieces. The story was ridiculous. I mean, nothing made sense. It was glorious.
And everything made sense.
It was amazing.
Rawhead Rex is the film we're watching today. This episode is especially funny because Keith Buckley from Every Time I Die and Chauncey Johnson, aka Big E, he's sitting in with us. I know a lot of you guys know them from Keith's Twitch stream there and the Hard Times, and it's just fun because they didn't watch the movie. No spoilers, but we ended up watching some of the movie on this, right?
Yeah, we watched probably about 30 minutes of the movie.
And
spoil anything.
We even have our own Jossa Rawhead Rex mashup tee right now available at IndieMerchStore.com. And thank you to Indie Merch Store for bringing us today's episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast. Go to IndieMerchStore.com after the show. Use promo code JOSTA10 and you will save. Big thanks to Indie Merch Store. And also thank you to everybody who's been joining the Patreon. If you were on Patreon, you would have heard us live. You could have sat in as we talked about this movie and recorded this episode.
You could have heard some stories that no one else is supposed to hear either.
Oh yeah, we had to edit the shit out of this one. Shout out to our new patrons, Rick Topping, James Dini, or is it Dini? I don't know, James. You got to let me know. Sorry, man. I'll pronounce it better next time. And Paul Scally, this is for you.
Thank you for supporting the show. This is my way to let you know.
So thanks, Rick, James, and Paul. Just joined the Patreon. We're about to hit the 250 mark on Patreon. It's a good mark because it's nice and manageable. But listen, if you can't afford Patreon, you can also check out GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code JOSTA. You'll get the video of all the How Awesome Is This episodes, plus all the back catalog, all the archive of the JOSTA show, and a bunch of bonus content. Also, thank you to the Mad Russian Apothecary. Check out all their products. I use the foot balm, the heel balm, heel butter. I've been using the Sochi Snow Beard Oil, and they're just a great company that supports the show. We want to support them. Visit the link in the show notes if you can't spell out Mad Russian Apothecary. And then let's shout out Fucking Good Soap. Oh, and the promo code for Mad Russian is JOSTA21, right? I'm pretty sure.
It is JOSTA21, and that gets you
20%
off.
All right, great. And then Fucking Good Soap, big shout out to Fucking Good Soap. Use the code JOSTA. Everybody's been tagging me. Thank you. Tag me on Twitter or Instagram, and I will retweet or put those into my stories. And martyrstore.net if you want to get... Oh, the live podcast. We got a live podcast with Howard Jones and myself in Austin, Texas at Empire Garage August 19th. So come that. Get your tickets at ctickets.us, I think it is. We'll put the link in the show notes, but live podcast August 19th. And martyrstore.net to pre-order or to order now. It's out. The Dee Snider album. We got Corpse Grinder shirts. I just signed another 100 Lost Chapters 2 and another 50 Lost Chapters 1 and another 50 Lost Chapters 1 posters. Martyrstore.net. Use the code JJ10. All right. Now on to the show.
How awesome, how awesome, how awesome is this podcast?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is episode 13 of How Awesome Is This? And no, we did not do Friday the 13th, although we probably should.
Oh, but missed opportunity.
And we do, and we do have a jingle that we will have Brian edit in right there. We'll make an edit note. We have the you had an opportunity and missed it jingle. Yes. But for today's episode, we watched the now cult classic Irish fantasy horror film Rawhead Rex, directed by George Pavlo, produced by Kevin Attu and Don Hawkins, and it was written by the man himself, the one and only Clive Barker, based on his short story of the same name.
Yeah.
Yes, and our guests today are Chauncey Johnson in the house, former Hatebreed Road Crew member, also has worked for the stars like Who else? We got My Chemical Romance. Who else have you worked for?
Yeah, all sorts of people. Kanye. Yeah, everybody. I've been around a few blocks.
Lady Gaga, fucking Blink 182.
Did you have to carry the meat dress?
Yeah, I was the meat dress carrier.
He's the dress assistant.
You were the meat tech.
the meat man.
Our other guest co-host, you know him. He's a novelist, a singer, a songwriter, an all-around great guy, and a fucking pretty Hessian-looking type now.
Thanks.
Mr. Keith Buckley of Every Time I Die Fame and The Damned Things.
Thanks for having me. This is going to be good.
We glossed over The Damned Things last time, and I did get an earful from your fans. So
really?
Yeah. You know, there. Otherwise, it was a good... I think I had too much coffee, and I do that occasionally. But yeah. Otherwise... people loved the episode, so thank you.
Yeah. Don't listen to haters. I just had a cup of coffee and a rain energy drink. So let's fucking go.
Coming
nice. Nice. I wasn't gonna do a coffee because I had one of these Beast Energy cookies and it has 180 milligrams of caffeine.
An energy cookie.
Yeah, I gotta send you some, dude. They're great. Whoa. So how do you say this again? La Croix.
Oh yeah,
so
sure it's fine.
No coffee, just a little wah. And dude, I had a lot of notes on this movie. I remember seeing this movie twice as a kid. Once, the first time I saw the cover, my cousin Lisa, shout out to my cousin Lisa, she worked at Amity Video in New Haven, and when we saw that cover, we were like, please, can we rent this? No fucking way. My mother was like, no way you're renting this. When we finally watched it at a friend's sleepover, I remember thinking it was awesome. Like, just so good. Because it wasn't super scary. Like, it was one I could get through without being completely fucking mortified and having nightmares for years.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like Exorcist level. It's not like...
Yeah.
Anything disturbing that was out at that time, it's really not scary. It's more funny.
Is it?
It looks, I watched the trailer. It looks bonkers.
Well, you guys were supposed to watch the whole movie, but it's okay because.
I didn't know we were supposed to watch the whole movie. Yeah.
I know. I don't think I see. This is why with this show, it's so punk rock, similar to this movie where. Occasionally I have, like, I had Sean Martin do this podcast. Usually it's Howard and Charlie Belmore, but I have gotten some non-cinema people involved, but you guys are movie buffs, right? Like, you watch movies.
Yeah. That's why we haven't seen this movie.
We're such movie buffs. We haven't seen this movie.
Well, you're missing out because Brian and myself watched it. And it is punk as fuck.
At the IMDb now. It looks great.
Oh, I found a free version of the movie. I think we can just watch it.
We can watch it. And I did. That's why I sent you guys that link to the free one, just in case. But when I was getting the whatever, like, I was getting ready to do all my notes for this, and I was like, there's no way these guys are sitting through this movie. Like,
there's so many parts in the movie that made me go, why is this part in the movie?
When I was reading up on it, there was definitely a couple reviews that are like, this is definitely slow cinema, like it takes a minute to get rolling.
Well,
you could show us your favorite parts now that you're familiar with it.
Well, I got a lot of other stuff to talk about, and we're going to show you. First, we'll just have fun with this because you're going to see the trailer, which is pretty much the best parts of the movie.
Yeah.
So let's watch the trailer first.
Oh, Volcano Lorber joint.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah. Oh, that. You know exactly what kind of movie you're getting with those graphics.
What I saw wasn't human.
Oh my God!
It was very tall.
Look at that Whoa. Fucking monster!
You saw me.
Whoa!
Thing.
Dude. The score is great.
That's literally how you find out the monster's name. And it's like an hour and 15 minutes into the film.
Was that his huge dick that just like flopped up onto the screen? Did you see that?
Rawhead Rex.
Possibly. Because the original story written by Clive Barker, Rawhead Rex is like a 9-foot dick.
I swear what? To God, a dick yes. flopped up into the screen.
What?
Yeah, Clive Barker's a little bit of a freak.
Rewind it.
Yeah, let's see it.
I'm gonna find it.
Hold you on. Think Rawhead
was right
flying?
At the end when he jumped? Yeah, it was right up at the end when he jumped
dude,
out.
Dude, Rawhead. Okay, yeah,
Rawhead.
That could totally
Come
be.
On, it's a sex
wow,
movie.
Wow,
Brian.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, look at it. It's coming
right
up.
There.
I don't know. That might have just been like that might have just been like a piece of loincloth.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It had a weird Conan the Barbarian feel to its like wardrobe yeah. situation. Yeah. It was like chainmail and just like leather flaps.
Oh yeah, I noticed that when I was watching the trailer yesterday. He's full on dressed like Rob Zombie, just like shredded,
oh, yes.
crypt.
He's afflicted.
For sure. And he's there's definitely a scene where, and we'll get to that, but he definitely looks like he's wearing Air Rexes or something, like the black
oh,
sneakers with cloth over them. The movie was, I guess, plagued with all sorts of technical difficulties and problems getting Rex himself to look good, and they had yeah. budget cuts along the way. The original story takes place in England. This takes place in Ireland. Right. None of you guys do any of you guys do a good Irish accent?
Negative.
No.
I don't think I
no,
do.
I don't
want to embarrass myself trying.
All right. Well, let's see who we got here from Patreon. Single YD, Ryan Levson, and Daniel Zamora. If any of you, we got some more people coming in, but if any of you guys do a good Irish accent that you want to give to us throughout this, feel free. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that really pissed me off to begin with was that the kids have Irish accents, but the parents don't.
The parents
Dude,
are like,
that's, yo, that's like Charlie Buckets in Willy Wonka, like the original. He's got a British accent, but nobody else does for some reason. It's
well, he lives
wild.
With his uncle, right? To be
Those are
or
his
grandfather.
Oh, they're yeah. living in that. They're all just in that bed eating cabbage water, farting on each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe accents skip a generation.
Yeah, maybe. So wait, is it in Ireland, and it's about a pagan thing, right? Like it's this pagan community.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is how you're introduced.
Let's pull up the film. So first of all, this stained glass window is in the.
Oh, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
It's in the church.
Damn, that looks like a Ringworm record cover. It's hard.
It does. And Rawhead's gotten shout outs in popular culture like throughout the years because this film went on to kind of be a cult classic. Because I think what people do is they just remember it better than it really was.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So this is the part where apparently Rawhead gets
life.
Released Sorry. From the earth.
But, yeah. So
it's super vague.
these farmers, well, here's the thing. To me, these farmers, they know this monolith is there. It's not like it just popped up out
of this guy.
First of all, it's a monolith. Like, why?
Oh, okay.
Nobody's asking questions. Nobody's like, why is this thing just here?
Right. And this guy Dukes, this actor Dukes, David Dukes with an S, not, you know, the other
one. David Duke.
Yeah.
He plays a historian who's in Ireland with his family, like kind of on a work/vacation trip where he's going around to these pagan worship sites. So this farmer rolls up on this monolith, and obviously he missed like farmer 101, or he just skipped that day of farmer school, because to me, any farmer's like, don't desecrate a monolith.
Yeah. yeah, absolutely.
Especially, it's not like it's bothering anybody. It's in the middle of a field. Why would you fuck with it?
It looked like it was bothering him. He was like tying ropes around it and shit.
Yes, look at him.
Look at him. Yeah, I don't like this guy, man. I just off rip do not like this guy.
Don't worry, you don't have to deal with him for too long.
Oh, yeah.
No, but
grand opening, grand closing for this guy or what?
Okay, can you go back to that carving? On
yes.
the base of it.
There's
Did you see it? It was very vaginal.
Yes.
There's a lot of
good
weird...
calls. Good
that
call,
is a theme.
Keith.
Yeah, because there's the Rawhead Rex theory that Chauncey had still holds up, even though that wasn't his dick flopping around in the beginning. I still think this is completely just about fucking.
Good call.
Yeah,
you're very aware.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. I did not notice just that the first run through.
Just a giant.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. The vagina is the portal to Earth.
Yeah.
But this monolith is the portal maybe from hell that but let's watch
this guy is about to open a portal to hell because he can't mind his own business pretty much. This guy is about to open a portal to hell because he has a vendetta with a rock.
And the best part about it is that his corduroys, I actually thought when I was watching this, I was like, damn, I don't have a pair of corduroys anymore. Like, does anybody just go out and get corduroys these days? Like, where do you get corduroy?
Target. You get corduroys from Target.
Come on.
Are corduroys back?
I don't know. They make an appearance once in a while at like, an Old Navy or like the Gap.
Keith could get away with corduroys.
Yeah, he could. Just like an 80s bootcut man in some brown or tan corduroys.
Yeah, they're sweet. Yes. Yeah.
Green corduroys, that's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Also, removing a monolith is never a one-man job.
Yeah, why is he by himself?
And then just randomly the church.
Started like some sort of chain reaction, it looks like.
It set the pit off.
Yeah, I think that guy gets smooshed, right?
He doesn't get smooshed, but I think he gets dragged into the woods. Now watch this. This was so cool as a kid, but then I was like,
that's it. That's the classic.
Okay, yeah, that's a loincloth.
I was like,
How far is it into the movie, the monster reveal?
Oh, off the rip.
Whoa. Rex kind of looks like a member of GWAR.
Oh, dude, wait till you see the guy.
The opening 8 minutes of this movie was just an elaborate intro to a GWAR video.
Please show him the actor that plays Rawhead Rex. He kind of looks like Rex a little bit, like from the... I sent Brian a picture. It's a German guy who was just there in Ireland going to school, and I guess they needed like a big guy, and I could imagine them trying to translate into German because he doesn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, wait, if he's going to school there, because every interview with him is in German.
So here's the monster.
So that's that's Rawhead.
Whoa. And then
that looks kind of dope, like with the 80s.
Oh, he looks like Rawhead.
He looks just like the monster.
Whoa, it's yeah.
That's fucking
they
wild.
Just like extended the mouth and gave him some teeth. That looks everything else just looks exactly like him.
He probably went up to Clive Barker on the first day. He's like, your last movie better than this. This new one not so good. Why?
Yeah. Well, this movie, without this movie being, I guess, dissatisfactory. Is that a word? It sounds legit.
Yeah, that's good.
To Clive himself, we wouldn't get Hellraiser. He wouldn't have directed Hellraiser because this movie and I think the other one, Transmutations or whatever the other one that he wrote, he hated how they came out. So he was like, I got to direct Hellraiser.
Imagine also, Clive Barker was just like, no, I'm good. After he put this flick out?
Yeah. Retired. Yeah. His swan song.
go back to Rawhead getting fucking released from hell. It's like, which Power Ranger is this? It's so cheesy when he's coming out.
It definitely has those Power Ranger special effects for sure.
This again, I think this is because of the budget cuts throughout. But the church is basically on top of a portal. You'll see that there's this when that lady in the church there, she kind of gets burnt or someone gets burnt when they touch that table.
Like a chalice on the table.
It's like a chest, right? Dude, look at Rawhead. This movie had so much potential to be dope if it was
written well or had good acting or like a cast that was memorable at all.
Oh, he got hit by lightning. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're just
okay.
Going.
So see this
rock
thing?
Too. Also very phallic. In addition to like the other thing on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the story is all about that. The story. I think what
somebody
I
get think that what, guy a blue chew.
What we're supposed to, I guess, realize is that they used to sacrifice virgins to that monolith and to keep maybe Rawhead at bay
happy now he's just so they haven't given him a virgin in a while, so now he's horny.
I think it was just like
his origin story is horny pretty much.
Yes, Rawhead Fox, bro.
He's
Rawhead
like the
Fox.
Embodiment of the feeling of being horny right there.
There's like some weird rape elements later on in the flick.
There's a graphic novel that I guess you know how like people are like I like the demo better.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
people like the graphic novel better. But a 9-foot dick, a guy in a 9-foot dick suit was not gonna fly at this time in cinema. No. And I guess they had a handful of animatronic engineers and technicians like to operate Rex, but one of the worst things is you could see the actor's teeth through the mask. And I was like, they probably just left it in there because they were like, oh, it's like alien. Like there's like an extra mouth or something.
Totally. They think it enhanced it.
But Alien was what year? Cause this was 86.
This is, I think the year before I was born, I remember. So 86 as well.
This was were they both 86? I guess there's been a bunch of, movies and I mean, there's been a bunch of like movie podcasts and other articles, magazines that have talked about a lot of these 80s horror movies that are kind of doomed. They were kind of doomed from the start, but could have been remade. I'm actually surprised they never remade this.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, how they remake everything. I'm very surprised too.
Yeah, no, well, I don't think the themes would fly in today's.
Yeah, they
climate.
Get Rawhead Rex would be canceled today.
Yeah, Rawhead Rex is not woke.
That guy would never be able to sell a car again.
Dude, I don't know. I think we could make him cool because that was part of this. I figured if you guys hadn't watched the film, at least I could pitch you a new film, like a prequel to this one. So I'll tell you how. So today we're welcoming back IP Vanish to the show. Really happy to have them as a sponsor. If you're asking what is IP Vanish, I will tell you IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. So what you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing is private. And that's a big deal right now because we're entering the technocracy. Listen, that's important because what you're doing on the internet is your business and it's not my business, no one else's business. It's yours and yours alone. All right, Buster? IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. IP Vanish is just $3.49 a month. That's $3.49, okay? And if you want my 2 cents, that's a good deal. $27.99 a year. You can help protect your online privacy and security. Here's everything you get with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IP Vanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing. Plus, they have 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help. So go to ipvanish.com/josta, claim 65% off. That's 65% savings. That's incredible. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. Big thanks to ipvanish.com. Check out ipvanish.com/josta with a lowercase j. Now back to the show. I'll tell you what happens basically in a nutshell. Looking for these different pagan sites. He's taking pictures. Rawhead comes out, you know, because this asshole's fucking with the monolith. Rawhead goes in to kill this lady, but she's pregnant. So he freaks out, right? So he scratches her, but she's not hurt. They don't really go anywhere with that part of the story, right, Brian?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they like hint at where they're like, oh, this is going to be the plot of the movie. And then they're like, now wait. Yeah. We're going to come up with a new plot, but also not abandon anything we've done yet.
Yeah, because the priest, he meets the priest in the church and he's looking around and the priest is like, oh, what's this guy like fucking around? Because the priest is obviously in with Rawhead.
So this guy, after we meet Rawhead. This
Declan,
happens.
Right? Is that this guy's name, Declan?
No, that's the good priest, right?
Later. Oh, Declan's the good priest? This guy's Coot?
I think Coot. So.
Watch this.
Just for no reason.
That's the portal. That's the one that's in the church.
Okay, so there's a portal in the church too.
But he's like, I like this shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is cool. We kind of got some like Evil Dead shit going on in the forest.
Is he looking through Rawhead's eyes?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It took me forever to get that. Jesus.
Keith is so, what's the word?
He literally has to say, I can see through his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Later in the movie. And I was like, oh, that all makes sense.
He's like, these fucking doilies. I get caught on them every time.
Is that like available to everyone? But he's the only one that knows like that.
He's
it's there.
Losing it.
Yeah, it looks like it because that lady fucked herself up on it earlier.
He looks like right there when you nut and she keeps going mean.
he's like powered. He's like powered by Rawhead.
Okay.
He's looking for some Rawhead now.
Yeah.
I think that's Declan, the good priest.
Okay, yeah, so there's like a good priest, bad priest dynamic here.
No such thing.
But obviously they've known for years that this church is on the portal and that this guy, I don't know, however many years he's got to feed Rawhead or something. He's got that other dude's got some connection to Rawhead. Okay. And now that Rawhead is released, which by the way, I mean, they could have just called it Rawhead. I was kind of bummed that they called it Rawhead Rex.
Yeah. It makes it sound like it's going to be like a guy in a dinosaur suit.
To be honest, before I watched it, I thought it was going to be like an action flick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's going to be like a cowboy action flick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and I think in the Mount Rushmore of Rexes, I don't even think Rawhead gets up there.
No.
Not even honorable mentions.
Because Rex Brown off rip.
Rex Brown. Do we do Rex Reed? Like who are the top Rexes out there? Because no one names their kid Rex anymore.
Rex Brown.
That's true.
Rex and is Rex the short rap for anything?
Rex and Effects, yeah. Yeah, Rex. Rexel.
What is Rex short for?
Rex. Rexnold. Rexnold.
Who else is there, really?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Rex Brown. T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Yeah, Rex and Effects.
maybe Rawhead gets on there. I mean, Rex
he
Beach,
might just by default.
Yeah, there might not be enough Rexes. He might have made it. He might have made him the mountain by default.
Rex Ryan, Rex Smith. I mean, I'm looking
Rex
up famous.
Ryan. Rex. Yeah.
Rex Ryan. Oh, wait, Simon Rex, Dirt Nasty.
Simon Rex definitely beats Rawhead Rex.
Yeah, yes. He gets bumped. So here's the first. The first real Rawhead attack. Irish
forebears. By the way, this guy and his wife, they have literally no chemistry. When they kiss and when they're doing their dirty talk, please go back and play the line, "You have dirty eyes." What was that about? Go back to that where they're walking in the town. And he's like, "You have such..." First of all, the kids might have Irish accent because when he left on his last mission to look for pagan statues, the wife definitely banged an Irish guy or something.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think we're up to it yet.
Okay. Maybe I'm skipping ahead. Sorry. But yeah, so the first Rawhead attack, he's very anti-kitchen. Like, he's not a kitchen person. He's not a... he's just...
And this dude's just like, "I'm going to go for a walk in the rain."
Yeah.
While his wife just makes some shit.
I'm just going to leave. Like this. Yeah, the 80s were like notorious just for their like lack of logic whatsoever. And nobody asked questions. No, it didn't matter. Like, it's a movie. It's not supposed to make sense.
I have like, so many questions.
Sure, this guy takes a walk in the rain. You know, that's fine. You don't ask questions like that when you watch an 80s movie.
You really can't, because again, like, look at Farmers 101. You don't fucking mess with the monolith. Otherwise, we don't even get the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if that guy didn't have his vendetta against a rock, this movie doesn't happen.
Watch this woman's reaction. It is ridiculous.
Raw.
Dude, she's cutting that meat raw right there. Yeah, that's the meat tag. She's the meat tag.
She's putting together a dress for her husband.
So Rawhead busts in the kitchen, gets upstairs, scratches the lady, but then he's like, "Oh shit, she's pregnant." So she's got like the Rawhead kryptonite. They could have went somewhere with that.
Never,
but for whatever reason, it's never like that was Rawhead's weakness.
Just pregnancy.
Pregos.
Yeah.
We've all been to Ireland. We've played Ireland. Have we ever had food that looked that good in Ireland?
No. Nope.
My father lives there, you know, no offense.
He's just hiding behind the boxes waiting for him.
Yeah.
I need a better look at this guy. Oh yeah, here we go.
Dude, Rawhead Rex could be in Lordy.
She's still trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, it took her a while.
Whoa!
He has laser eyes, dude. Just like the picture.
He looks like fucking, look like King Kong dressed as the singer of Mortician.
But she sees him coming through the window, but locks the door.
Right.
And then he's like,
"I don't think this guy respects the rules of doors. I'm just going to go ahead and."
He does not.
Look at
also,
there's so
she
many
doesn't
weapons
know how to run, apparently.
Yeah, she can't walk.
Yeah,
she's having some sort of seizure.
Is the I'm house just gonna say, is this her? Like, is this the first time this woman has ever walked?
I was it's so like mad at that butter going on the floor.
Yeah.
That bread and butter looks so good because I haven't been eating carbs lately.
Yeah, he has a kitchen issue. Yeah, he's just like, fuck these plates.
This yeah, fucking guy hates ingredients for cooking food.
This whole part, they could have made
what?
5 minutes. Not
yeah,
either.
Dude, he really hates ingredients in which to make food.
Trashing the eggs, the mayonnaise, everything was gone.
And this might
yeah,
be-
why would you stop chasing the lady and be like, fuck your kitchen?
Yeah.
Fuck this
She's
spaghetti.
She's going to come back for this.
Yeah, the kitchen, you would just be like, all right, it's just a place I got to get through to get
yeah.
to the Ow. Lady, to kill the lady.
He's gonna stop.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. She was in the kitchen, and he came through the back window, right? But mm-hmm. she ran upstairs instead of outside.
So
yeah, maybe she trapped herself.
Yeah. Yeah, she knew exactly where he was.
Yeah. I think he has a corpse grinder neck.
He definitely
yeah,
has a corpse grinder neck.
He does. He's going to start doing hair whips.
He sees she's pregnant. His nails get a little shorter. See?
Oh, he's not horny.
No.
Like, yo, I do not fuck with prego bitches.
Yeah.
Wow, he can't Whoa. Impregnate her.
No, the nails getting shorter is supposed to be like him getting flaccid.
Yeah. Like a dog dick.
Changing. This yep. Now watch this. Turn this up. They have no chemistry. These two are the worst actors. I'm sorry. This guy died on the set of a movie from a heart attack, so rest in peace. No disrespect.
Rip.
I like this place.
Rip.
Hey, I could live here. It's quiet. It's charming.
He's dead.
Yeah, what do you expect from a historian?
This guy look like Pee Wee Herman a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, like, I was going to say like Mr. Bean, but yeah, he looks like Pee Wee Herman and Mr. Bean's love child.
What's the word of the day, Pee Wee?
Ew.
Whoa.
Ew.
What the
Doc?
Is she a demon too? Is she about to eat
worst,
this dude?
Worst lines ever coming up.
Wait, here it is.
Ew.
Ooh. You haven't kissed me like that in a long time.
Good.
You have very dirty eyes. Anybody ever tell you that?
You have
that?
Very dirty eyes?
Like
what
the
does that mean?
This just took a horny turn.
Yeah,
oh, wait, it didn't even, this just took a different horny turn because we've already taken a few horny turns.
What does that old horny lady do too?
She's like, can I help?
Like, why doesn't that lady just go around?
Dude, walk around!
Yeah, this lady just wasn't even involved in the production. It was just a lady
no.
that happened
yeah, that
to be there.
Role.
They're judgy old Irish ladies. Like, yeah. She had to break them up.
Yeah. Also, they have kids, so they don't explain, like, where the kids are or why.
Oh yeah.
They're staying. He does tell them where he's staying. He's like, oh, where are you staying? And he's like, oh, he's like, you got a lot of weird places in this town. I'm staying at this place called the Tall Man.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Yelp,
honestly,
the tall man, you don't go there. Like, you
really?
Look on TripAdvisor. No, I'm just saying, if you were,
oh, yeah.
this is pre-TripAdvisor, but you just don't stay at a place called the mm-hmm. tall man. Mm-hmm. You're going to get fucking stabbed by the guy from Phantasma
yeah.
or what? Phantasm.
Yeah,
what was it?
Phantasm.
Oh, Phantasm, yeah.
So,
looked like Jake Bannon.
Here's the aftermath of the pregnant lady's meeting with Rawhead. It's like, there's like some Lovecraftian elements in this movie for sure. Like,
yeah, because she's not hurt, but also not sane anymore, right?
The people who he doesn't kill become like his slaves.
Yeah, subservient to the demon.
I think it's the laser eyes.
Dude,
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think if you were going to remake this, you got to put Rawhead against somebody like Freddy versus Jason. Like, put
yeah.
Rawhead against the Scarecrow dude from Jeepers Creepers, or against like Pumpkinhead.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, she possessed? Oh shit, she's possessed.
Yes.
Is that, that's why he's got scratched on the belly? Yeah.
Oh wait. Oh, maybe not. That was a confusing scene.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get, though.
Well, that confused me.
So they take a trip. The daughter's got to pee. First of all, you would never let your 3-year-old or 4-year-old daughter walk into a field. Dukes goes and, you know, he hears her scream. He goes over there. She's like, oh, there's a dead rabbit or whatever. Then the mother comes out of the car, leaves the boy in the car. Then okay. Rawhead comes, kills the son.
Yeah, what? I'm gonna pull that scene up because that like shit is like
children getting yes. killed in the horror yes. movie. God damn, he really is raw.
He's raw. Yeah. He is raw. They're telling you from Rip.
But what I don't understand is why is he killing the kid? Is it's because the kid is a virgin, or
yeah.
it's just maybe. Assumed because he kills another teenager, which that scene was, I just burst into laughter. But look at Rawhead's reflection in the fucking car. Look at this. Go back to that.
There. Wait, let's just look at how far away they walk. She's okay. For their.
Oh, yeah. Please, would you let this. Your daughter, would you let your daughter go piss 55 feet away in a fucking. You see that? Watch this. Watch this. He's like, go behind that bush over yonder.
Yeah. Yeah, go sneak. Yeah, what the fuck? You know there's a monster in Ireland right now.
Follow the dog star over the desert.
Yeah, you already know there's creepy shit around. Also, why is there a turnstile in a field? See how far he's like, going over there, honey.
There's a gate right there. He could have just been like, go behind this rock right here.
Shout out to the band Resin, who had a song called Squatter, you piss behind a bush. Remember that one?
I definitely remember that one. Okay, so she screams. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the mom joins, leaves poor...
the brother's like, yeah, whatever.
Reading tabloids, yeah.
Yeah, actually, the brother's reading like a pretty good old comic. I forget which one it was now. It's
look at the fucking sweaters. Look at those luxurious. What was the sweater budget on this movie?
They spent more on sweaters than they did Rawhead's fucking mask.
Sweaterhead, the sequel. Rawhead takes one of these sweaters.
You know there's probably a director's cut where they show Rawhead ripping a dummy apart or something for when he kills this kid.
Yeah. So he didn't.
I was very surprised that that's the direction they went.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Yeah, because that's usually like a no-no in horror movies. Yeah, no kids.
Yeah.
But I guess if he's like a virgin hunter, I mean, you got MILF hunters and you got your virgin hunters. He's a virgin hunter. Yeah. He's going after the kid.
And what are those guys that get the old shit from like antique stores? What are they called?
Nobody knows how to move fast in this movie.
American Pickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is like the most casual jog I've ever seen.
Also, he knows how to open the door. He just came through it.
He looks like he's trotting over to a microwave that the bell just went off on.
I thought he was
to close his car door so the battery would run out. Like, I gotta do a few things. I'll be there in a second. I got some shit to do.
Also, well, that was a great shot of Rawhead's mohawk.
Further
proving he's like he's got like a Wendy. What was
Wendy
the
O? Wendy O. Yes. Williams. Yeah.
He just gives up.
Yeah. So now he goes to the police and he's like, not acting like someone whose son was just killed. Let's just say that. It's this poor guy. He was
probably
not
what I would imagine
fucking...
OJ acted like directly after.
God's name is it?
So like, of course,
darkness can be. Oh wait, what about when they ask this guy, the cop, what does all these crimes have in common? He's like, they're all dead. Like, what the fuck? Well,
he's being searched by armed officers. That's like the JCVD level line in this movie.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Enlighten me. I think it belongs here. I think this is its home.
We jumped ahead a lot, but
this is his territory. It'll come back.
The first time he sees the monster, he shows up to the cops and he's like, there's a monster. And they're like, go fuck yourself. So then his kid gets eaten and he's like, I told you there was a monster. And instead of being like, you just killed your kid, they're like, oh no, I'm sorry. You're right. Uh-huh. There's now a monster.
All we have to do is wait. Wait. Wait for what? More your mistakes? More slaughter?
Look, Mr. Hallenbeck, we understand how you feel.
No idea how I feel.
Serious acting face.
80s movies that were set in Ireland have such a creepy vibe to them already. Like, the, just the setting of it is already fucking creepy. Like, have you ever seen the original Wicker Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Everybody's just like shaking and just hostile. But there's
like a serious lack of Fooks. I was thinking we were going to get all these Fooks. Like, where the fuck is Rawhead? Yeah. Where the fuck is it? We got no Fooks in this.
Nope.
Quick interruption letting you know today's episode is brought to you by Fume. Let's take a quick second and thank Fume for coming on board as a Joss Show sponsor. Fume is the natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go. Not regular ass plants, super plants. All right, Buster, here's how simple it is. Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores, filled only with the benefits of super plants. No chemicals added. Fume is a natural and portable tool for allergy relief, relaxation, and a great nicotine replacement with its pocket fit. Simply slide your favorite cores into your Fume and breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. It's that simple. Check out their variety of blends and their benefits at Breathe Fume with no E. That's just breathefum.com. Use code JOSTA for 10% off your order today. Whether it's the reassurance with the lavender, the lemon, and the cinnamon that gives you a nice calming stress relief. It's like with Kirk with his snuff. He's like, oh, get it, feel it. Bubbly Lime has lemon lime spearmint for energy and mood boosting. Shield is peppermint. See, that's the one I would do. Peppermint, eucalyptus, clove. Remember when you were a kid, you tried to be cool, smoke that clove cigarette?
Your cloves are nasty. But I do like the Conquer Cores over there at Fume.
All right, I'm going to have to try it. The top sellers, Lemon Berry Bliss, and the new one, Invigorate. Peppermint, eucalyptus, grapefruit. I love it. That one sold. That's a pre-workout and an energy booster. Give me a hit of that Fume, Buster. Peppermint, eucalyptus,
Taryn waits right off the rack. Just...
Dude, you know it. And you know what? Bjork uses that. Remember her speech? I am very grateful. Grapefruit. You remember that? Shout out to Bjork. Breathe Fume. BREATHEFUM.com/Josta and use the code Josta for 10% off. So go to Handy Andy. Let's see that killing. There's there's one pair of boobs in this, which was a little bit of a letdown.
Oh yeah. You can't have an 80s horror movie without some were they small 80s boobs? Those were those were popular in the horror movies back then.
And, yes, and I do remember
for no reason.
It was for no reason, and I do remember high-fiving my friend when we were, I don't know, 11 years old. I think he's one of the first.
Yeah.
Oh, just also Irish.
Here we go.
This is so racist towards Irish people.
Wild looking.
This is so racist towards Irish people.
Oh, look at that guy with the mullet. That guy definitely parties.
All these people are drinking in a trailer. I mean, is that fair to the Irish people?
Oh, he's there.
That trailer has a hay floor.
Then, of course.
Yes. What is up with the hay floor? And why does this chick just get her top ripped off?
Wait, Rex is not going to kill that dude with the mullet. They look related.
The dude with the unibrow?
They got the same barber.
Go back to the unibrow. Is this one of the most fierce unibrows in fucking cinema history? Just go back. Look at this guy's unibrow.
Look at that wild looking dude. That is a straight up wild looking guy.
That is, that guy should be in, I don't even know.
He parties.
We've owned the body.
That hot chick is only there to show it to us.
Dude, if the trailer's rocking, don't come a knocking.
I love how he has wildly varying levels of strength throughout the movie. Like,
yes,
he's flipping a trailer, but also right. a wood door stops him.
Yeah.
Why would you go out that way? I mean, like that.
Yeah, he's done. Rip, rip to this guy.
Right?
Yeah. I love that he just bites the top of his head. Or no, maybe it's the cheek there.
But. Side of his face. These dudes are just trying to fight him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They're gypsies, dude. This They'll guy fight fucking, anybody.
This guy this. Rolled up this was the best. Kidney this, shots.
This was the yeah, the dude's throwing left hooks to the body. Now wait, yeah. Here we go. Shirt comes flying off this
Look,
poor
she just
girl.
Just leaves it in the trailer for no reason.
No, yeah. the guy's trying to save her. He rips
guy
her
ripped
shirt off.
Her shirt off.
Nice.
She's even more
mullet guy. I told you he partied.
Hold on, you're going
you got
out.
Yeah, titties leave. For no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Yo. This is my favorite part. Look at that BB gun he has.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yo, he misses oh, Rawhead and hits the propane tank. Then Rawhead comes at him like Carl Lewis in the sprint.
Yeah. Charging.
Blood out of him.
Yeah, Rawhead ran faster to kill that guy than the other guy ran to his dying son.
Yeah.
Or the pregnant woman ran away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, his sweater, Keith, you could totally get away with his sweater. Look at
that's
that.
A Keith,
oh, yeah, dude. You,
that's a target, too.
Keith, what's your sweater budget?
We could say are these
the, okay, wait, what's this? Oh, damn, the cops are just pulling out in their finest Toyota Corollas to go battle a demon.
I hope that Irish gypsy guy said, like, Rawhead took, oh, look at
oh, nice.
That's some real shit right there.
Yeah, there we go. That's the Rob Zombie outfit.
Did you guys ever see Hatchet?
No.
Yeah, okay. A long time ago, yeah.
Okay, I think Rawhead versus Victor Crowley okay. from Hatchet would be yeah. a good matchup.
They're about the same size, yeah. I want to see Rawhead versus Angela from the end of Sleepaway Camp. That's actually a boy.
Yes. That he would be horned up. But is Angela a virgin?
Yeah, she is. That's why she kills the shit sisters in the second part.
So this dude's oh, doing right. like a Pepe Sylvia kind of thing here. With the fucking... Apparently the magic is in the windows of the church.
Okay.
So he's
oh wait, you didn't show them the Handy Andy killing. I thought that was hilarious. She's literally running, pulling her boyfriend through the woods to get away from Rawhead, and she's like, Andy, where are you? And she turns around and she's still holding just a hand.
Oh yeah, we here, I think that's right here. You poor little baby. It's this, right?
Yes. Andy was horny, dude. Yeah. Andy was trying to get to second base with homegirl. Uh-huh. Irish girls aren't like that. They're good girls. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were
for
walking
no
towards
reason.
The body. They stopped to kiss. They didn't see the body.
Yes.
No, he was just hugging on her because she was cold. So I don't think she gets killed because she's not slutty.
Okay. Right. But that, you would think. Oh, right, because Rawhead kills him because he's trying to take her virginity or whatever.
Damn, these shots are cool. They should have filmed more of this in the woods like this.
I know.
Just first person.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Is it, for God's sake?
I don't. Andy.
Why are these? Why were those people so hostile when she came up?
Yeah, why?
Why are these
looking at her like she has these, done something?
Why are those it? People's favorite song fucking hostile by Pantera?
It's a good song.
So, the girl comes running screaming out of the woods. This guy's like, fuck off. What do you want?
What do you want?
So let's play you, though. We have to play you the greatest part of the film, the baptism. And there's no explanation for this or why. I had to watch this three times. My girlfriend came down because she heard all the screaming and all the weird shit. She's like, what are you watching? She's never watched movies without falling asleep. Like, she just doesn't watch movies. She's not a cinema person. She sits right here next to me and she's like, wait, what the fuck is going on in this? And dude, when you see this, when we were kids, we didn't even put this together. I don't even remember seeing this because it's so quick. But when you watch it, you realize it's the next scene. Not only without Rawhead Rex, there'd be no Hellraiser, right? Because Clive Barker was so pissed with the final product. He's like, I got to direct my own movie. But I also think without Rawhead Rex, I also think there would be no R. Kelly, because I picture I got to be the same age as R. Kelly, right?
Raw Kelly.
The R stands for raw.
No, the R stands for Rawhead. The R stands for Rawhead and raw Robert Kelly. So the good priest knows that the bad priest is fucking
bad. Okay.
Yeah, he's in league with fucking pagan demons named Rawhead. Now watch this. He's like, I'm here to fucking take my sacrament, my holy demonic pagan sacrament. And Rawhead's like, okay,
got you,
bro.
Fam.
I got you, dog. But this must have been a fight with the director or with the censor board or whatever, because homeboy's about to get a fucking demonic golden shower.
Maybe they just cut out the scene where he gets stung by a jellyfish.
Dude, wait till you see this. I had to rewind it several times. Wait, because this guy can't believe what he's about to see.
No, dude. No.
Yeah, this is so good. Look at it. Look at it.
Watch this.
He's like, what am I looking at?
He's like, what's that smell?
He's like,
I love how there's just a graveyard right out the back door.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, friend, what are you doing out there in the distance?
It smells like a Watain show.
Gigi Allen played here last night.
Look at this.
He's like, give it to me, Daddy.
Oh my God!
Look how mortified the priest is.
Look at that stream.
Well, that escalated very quickly.
Oh, he seems to have disturbed them.
First of all, if now this dude comes in and wants to have a conversation.
Oh yeah, you better run, my guy. He's gonna piss on you.
It's not what it looked like.
Piss Hemsworth.
Dude, Rawhead's about to bust in there and tell him there ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Hey everybody, it's Jamie and Brian letting you know today's show is brought to you by fucking good soap. That's right. It's so fucking good, we got to swear when we talk about it, because it's not just fucking good soap, but fucking goddamn motherfucking good soap. What do you think, Brian?
It's so good. I've been rocking with cherry almond.
That's a good one.
So I overdid it. but it was a good one when I was rocking it. Yeah, the cherry almond's my shit right now.
A little fruity, a little nutty. You can't go wrong. And fucking Good Soap was launched in 2018 in Portland, Oregon. They sent me a bunch of bars and it is legit. And actually, this is probably out of all the sponsors that we've had over 600 plus episodes, I got to say, so many people tagged me in their orders. Like, I love this soap. So it's great to see people loving the product. I like the cucumber melon. I really like the espresso one too, just because I, you know me, I just... If I've already had 17 cups of coffee that day, I just use that soap, smell my hands, then I drop, do 20 pushups, crank up bolt thrower, and you should too. Everything is affordable. The bars start at just $7. Not only are you going to smell great, your skin's going to be nice and smooth and soft. I just love it. They make other great products too, lip balm, body wash, body butter. Check out fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use the code Joss at checkout. You'll get 10% off your order. Definitely check these guys out. It's not made on some assembly line. They're not testing this shit on some poor, like, old disheveled rabbit. This is good people making a good product. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use code Joss to save 10% off your order. Now back to the show. Keep playing it, because seriously, the guy comes in, the other priest comes in and wants to have a heated conversation. And I was like, you would never let someone with demonic piss all over them come within an inch of you.
Yeah. Right. Like, how bad must this guy smell right now?
Also, stop that. Go back.
Jamie just gave out a good name for people's new death metal band, Demonic Piss.
Please go back and look at fucking the Air Rexes that he's wearing. Go back. Why does Rawhead Rex have sneakers on? All right, never mind. It's okay. I'm wasting time.
I didn't even see sneakers.
Yeah, when he kicks the door.
Watch when he kicks in the door. Watch when he kicks in the door. He's got like Lemmy boots on.
See, look, this is what I'm talking about. Wildly varying levels of strength here.
Right.
Like that.
Well, what if the lock is like holy? What if it's like a holy lock?
No, because look, they show you that doesn't mean shit. When he's like, the power of Christ compels you, motherfucker's like, boop, fuck out of here.
Dude, wait till you see Rawhead's kicks.
Yo, Nike makes those right now.
Shredded.
Those look like a John Varva toe.
You heard of the Air Jordan Jump Man? Well, this is the Rawhead Rex Junk Man.
One is like $700 in the place that used to be Seabees.
Oh, he hates things on counters.
Yeah,
he hates
things in your countertop. Keep your voice down. He's in the rectory.
You think I don't know? Listen to this.
He hates an organized counter.
Listen to this. This is where you find out the name, right?
Yeah. We are an hour and 9 minutes into the movie. I simply saw the
light. Declan, you are one of God's teachers.
God!
Declan.
He is God!
Oh, he is Declan.
He was here before Jesus. He was here before civilization.
The parish records.
He was here before Christ.
You would think he would have a better name. He
was king. They're just leaving that paper.
Watch. Here we go. Ready? Old Gissing went after it. We're trying to organize the church. What? The reverend is down at the church. The church.
It's down at the church. Yeah, we're on our way.
Rawhead. That's what they called him. Rawhead!
You stay. Why?
Whoa.
They shoehorned that in there.
Yeah, I had to.
All right, so, but wait, go to the end. Wait till you see how they've obviously ran out of a budget. There's no way to do the big battle at the end.
Oh, are we skipping all the way to the end?
You might as well, right? Because what's the other good kill?
No, well, we have to go.
I can't keep God waiting, he says.
Oh, we have the part where the cop double crosses them.
Yeah, I was like, I gave them props for the writing there with a little bit of the.
I'm going to destroy it all. He wants me to take it apart.
Oh yeah, this is the portal. So that's what's underneath that fucking.
So they have a portal to hell, and instead of like putting a door and a lock or anything, they just like drape a tablecloth over it.
Yes.
That's it.
So, an hour and 11 minutes is the first time we get any sort of plot or backstory. Mm-hmm.
Your pathetic little shepherd has no hold on him or me. I know my real master when I see him. And so will you!
This guy thinks he's like homies with Rex, man. My homies don't piss on me, bro.
Yes.
Maybe you need better friends.
Look at the, you can see the guy's teeth behind the mask.
It's so cheesy.
Oh, the mask is really bad looking right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That scene was
they
really
kept
bad.
It in darkness.
Police force just has Toyota Corollas and BB guns.
And this, and the other cop, you know, he fell under the spell of Rawhead, so he fucking he tips some gasoline out and starts fucking with him.
Okay.
Corpse Grinder doesn't give a fuck about your cross. Whack.
God's drowned.
Yeah, this guy is just Rawhead's hype man.
Exactly.
He's in the black.
Yeah, get him on.
How great. You know they had a scene where they had Rawhead grab the fucking cross and piss on it. You know they had that. And they were like, you've gone too far. We can't do this.
Like, so, we'll accept you pissing on a priest, but.
Yeah.
I find one of the most ridiculous things to be is how long they waited to give the order to shoot this motherfucker.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's out there. He's out there.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out there. He has, like, this priest up like he's Bane. Like, just ready to...
Yeah, why is he like, cradling that man like it's a child?
That's the only way that that guy could physically carry that guy.
Oh, whoa.
And I love that the cop's like, the other dude's dead. Just let me shoot him. He's dead already. The other cop was... He knew what was up.
Yeah, and this is, like, all just happening. Right? What... What's he doing? He's just like holding him up there.
Yeah. Like
look at what I got.
This is what people had to do before Instagram to show that they lift weights. Just go hold up a guy in front of your entire town
and say, get the camera, get the Polaroid.
Nobody smells gasoline right now.
Okay, that's what that is. I was going to be like, does this guy have, like, the anti-piss to... Yeah.
Look, he just threw him. What's
this guy sold
fire?
His own people out. Look at this.
What?
This guy double-crossed him. That was fucked.
Fucking asshole.
But then he's like, I'm caught in the fucking Rawhead spell.
Oh, yeah, look at you. You can totally see the other face behind it.
Dude, this guy runs at Rawhead like girls run towards the R. Kelly bus.
They couldn't even hide the burn suit on him?
No. God, that costume looks awful.
Yeah, man, it's just...
Everyone's on fire right now.
That is cool. That's cool that everyone's on fire right now.
That was where all the budget went to.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the actor's mouth inside. I think that is another costume mouth.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it's always really big teeth. Like, way too big to be a person's teeth. Unless he's sitting in there.
I don't know, dude. Look at Heinrich. Look at Heinrich who played fucking Rawhead.
That's
his grill is wild.
Yeah.
All right, so he goes, Dukes goes and finds this other monolith, like a baby monolith. Or
it's
what do you call
in
it?
The
like
altar
baby...
in the church.
Yeah, it's bleeding to death. And it's what do you? It's an artifact that's vaginal looking or pregnant with a
It's like a statue of that cutout.
Okay.
That you pointed out earlier.
Yeah, see, so he opens up the portal.
It's just, I love that it's just under
yeah.
the cloth.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, wait, you can do that?
Hold on. You know how to take the tablecloth off?
He uses the candlestick to pry it open.
It stinks.
Smells like piss in here. Piss down here. Yeah.
It is just Rawhead's porta potty. That's the only thing that pops out of here.
So he grabs this thing, and it's an artifact that will somehow neutralize Rawhead's power.
Okay.
See the gyna on it?
Oh yeah.
That dude sees it. He's like, I'm out of here. That's the fucking, that's the pussy power right there.
This guy, man, this guy did that, you know, that's some shit because that guy did not even run away from urine. Yeah.
That rock must be made of pure shit. Because that's the only thing that guy's running away from. You know it.
I couldn't stop him. Snitch.
So he goes to snitch out Dukes. He's like, tells Rawhead, yo, he's got it.
Did Rawhead just like flex on him and make him flinch like a school?
Yes. Then he backhands him. Then Rawhead backhands him. Now go watch those two. There's two different Rawheads right there. There's two completely different Rawheads. Watch. Go back 2 seconds. See this one? It's totally, that's the animatronic one. And then go back to this one. Go back to the one in the suit. Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart.
Right?
Yeah, just completely different.
But wait, it gets better. Come on. The wife is like, where's my husband? Let me go find him.
Do it.
Is that his wife? I thought it was a lady with black hair.
No, I think it's his wife comes over because she has to wield the pussy power because a dude can't do it.
Yeah, it's like Thor's hammer.
Yeah, because Rawhead's like looking to fuck or whatever. He's looking to piss on people. So he smashes Dukes and the amulet falls.
Look, it is an alien mouth on the inside.
Yeah, I did. It looks a little more like part of the costume.
And this guy's like, eat my face.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, there's the wife.
Oh, okay, that is the wife.
Now she has no idea, right? He has to show her the amulet, or she just figures it out.
Yeah.
For the artifact,
why
or whatever you want to call it.
Charging. Rex loves to charge. He's just standing there.
Everybody's just, why are we yelling?
I wish that he threw it towards the wife and she caught it. Yeah. That would have been hard, like a football.
Yeah. Hail Mary.
So she's like, oh, look, it's a pocket pussy. And she's like, and look, he gets horny. See the nails come out?
The nails came out, yeah.
He's horny. He's horned up now.
And now she's a master of the universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go with more of Jamie's Power Rangers.
She's the pink Power Ranger.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you just took this with no context and you just put that like go go Power Ranger
music
behind it, people would not know the difference.
Like, I never saw this one.
Is this all supposed to be Rawhead like having an orgasm?
Yes. I know. I think it's her kind of creating these orgasmic waves that destroy him, right?
I think it's girl power.
Yeah.
And then the guy says, it had to be a woman, and right?
Yeah, it's so corny.
Whoa, it is the Pink Ranger.
Look at
like
look at.
One of those Superman crystals.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Had to be a woman.
Yeah. For those that couldn't realize it on their own.
Yeah.
Then they show like old decrepit Rawhead down in the tomb. They, you know, because this thing like sucks all the male virility. This is the regular Rawhead. This is the high T Rawhead, and then you'll see the low T Rawhead.
So my favorite part of this scene is, it's like all the lasers and shit, but the dude has to be the one who hits the final blow. He just like runs over with a shovel and bonks him.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's like when one of the bosses in Mike Tyson's Punch Out gets like shaky and you realize that you can hit him now.
Yeah. It's like she killed his shield.
Yeah.
That was so unnecessary. Just let her get the glory.
Right. Wait, are you fast? Is this still going on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy no, I didn't back it up.
Shit, dude. That scene took 45 minutes.
Yes.
Right? Like laser power. Okay. That's probably
right,
enough.
It looks like it's got enough power to actually kill him because it's like from, you know, it's supernatural. It has this unquantifiable energy, and then he just comes over and dinks him with a shovel.
Yeah, why is this guy? Why does this guy think he's helping?
That's it. The shovel did what fucking ancient demons could not.
Yeah.
I'm helping.
Yeah.
No, he falls in. And for some reason, she throws it in with him.
Yeah, why?
Like he didn't come from the ground already.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, but wait, guys. When you see the low T, there's low T Rex.
All smooshed.
Low T.
Low T Rex. Dude, I'll have to incorporate that into my next Blue Chew read. Hey, are you a fucking yeah. low T Rex, or do you want to be a real
sexual
Tyrannosaurus? So they leave it open for a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Please, no.
They have to, right? Just in case this ended up being a huge box office hit, which it obviously was not. But dude, I love how they do this. They don't do anything cool like just a hand coming out or Rawhead like peeking out behind a fucking there's Handy Andy.
It's like when you beat a video game and then the boss just like flashes on screen like, I'll be back next time.
Yeah The princess is in another castle.
Yeah
Look at this is so great.
Oh no, with his
that's it.
But also, popped up. His back was to the kid that he looked like he was trying to scare. Like he popped up in the wrong spot. Like, oh, so he's over there.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna give it. What do you guys give it out of 10? What's your rating for Rawhead Rex?
10.
Yeah, 10. That gets a 10. That's a 10 from me.
Yeah, that had everything
right,
I love about
the
movie.
Let's see who we got here from Patreon. Single YD, Daniel Zamora, Ryan Levson, TJ Buggins. Had you guys seen this movie before? Do you want to say something on mic or in the chat? Now is your time. If you got a question for Eric, myself, or Keith or Brian. Let's see.
My question is how you fucking sat through that movie like 1.5 times even. I can't imagine.
I broke it up into like 35-minute stretches.
That seems really that like
okay,
I don't know, just day crushing.
Oh yeah, it was hard. But you know what, listen, in a fight, who do you think could take Rawhead? Michael Myers, Jason?
I think Jason for sure. I think Rex would destroy Michael Myers. But I think
Jason way faster.
Yeah, because Jason's got that just like he's the bang energy of the horror world. He'd come back from anything.
Yeah, he's also been dead, so you know, like he's got more strength. I think Michael Myers is just an escapist. Like, I mean, he just escaped from the insane asylum. He's just a normal dude.
Well, Jason, and he ate a bunch of 45 slugs and then a 20-foot fall.
Yeah, but he didn't come back from the dead.
Yeah, he's more he's more of a magician.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, than a demonic pagan. Yeah. But could you imagine if Michael Myers pissed on someone in the movie?
Wow.
Would have changed the whole tone of the series.
Yeah.
Right? What about Freddy Krueger?
I was going to say, yeah. Like pissing seemed like kind of a Freddy move to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a filthy little rascal. Like a little a guy that's like a rascal would try to pee on.
I could maybe see Leatherface going the urinating route. He might, he might be into BDSM.
Yeah.
If it was to be a mashup like a Freddy versus Jason, who Rawhead
Pumpkinhead
versus Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, Pumpkinhead. Absolutely.
Raw Pumpkin.
Candyman, I think, could take him too. Candyman.
Candyman would be good.
Or wait, what about what was the movie Shocker? That was like the metalhead guy, like going around. Yeah, they would be just two leather clad, like mohawked mullet murderers.
Yeah,
yeah. The creeper from Jeepers Creepers, there, the scarecrow looking dude. That would be good, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Watched Shocker.
You did?
Yeah,
I gotta
I just did.
All right, so we
good one.
Let's watch that for the next time you guys come on.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
I'm down.
All right. So before we go, let's just hear a couple seconds, Brian. If you could pull it up on YouTube, Propane has a song.
Oh yeah, yes, dude,
called Rawhead, and I'm gonna read you some of the lyrics right now, and then let's see if we would have come up with the same or different lyrics for a song about Rawhead, because I wrote some of my own Rawhead inspired lyrics before listening to this song. And shout out to Propane. I mean, if you were gonna write about any of like the classic horror characters, the monsters or the killers or whatever, Rawhead's like that's the real punk underground one. It's only for a select few who are really gonna.
All right, hold on. I got it up.
I mean, these lyrics are great.
It's great. It's just about the plot.
Yeah. And he pissed upon the priest. All right, you can shout out to Propane.
Shout out.
Yes, shouts out to Propane.
Love it.
See, I had He Comes From Hell releasing pure power. He's going to give you a demonic golden shower.
That's good.
Yeah, and then so the chorus, and then the chorus was going to be, "You've got dirty eyes."
Yeah, that line needs to be somewhere more important than just tucked away into this movie.
Well, guys, this has been another episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast. I would say, I would give it a 10 out of 10 as a scale of awesomeness. Fuck
five
it.
Bags.
Let's do a remake. I will send the script to both of you guys to punch up. I'm going to write it up. I say prequel. We start before they built the church.
Okay.
And it's the old like Stonehenge, and Rawhead's got like a babe like a female raw head. He's got like a baby raw head, yeah, and they're a species.
Yes,
but the Christians.
Okay, I was gonna say the Stonehead.
Go for it.
It's called Stonehead, and it's like on their planet. It's like their version. Yeah.
Yes. And they live peacefully, but what happens is the Christians come and they wanna take the territory, and they burn. You know, they don't. They think they're demons, but they're actually not. And they burn them and they kill the race of them. And then
A
Rawhead makes a plea to his God, and his God says, no, I can't help you. And Rawhead's like, well, then I'm going to fucking get revenge. And they doom Rawhead to a life in this underground, you know, hellish type of prison. But because they feel bad about, you know, wiping out his wife and kids and everything, they bring him sacrifices because they don't like understand the Rawhead race's language.
That's a great idea. That's a
You thought about this idea. One, man. You need to send that over to Clive Barker.
Dude, I did. I wrote his estate.
That's so funny.
I actually did.
Love it.
Yeah. So, and I thought it could be a period piece, and we make it so that they're like these old, you know, they have those old looking Christian, you know, crusader type of outfits and shit. Mm-hmm. But we make it dark, like The Witch, and we make it really scary, like really fucking weird and fucked up.
All right. I'm in. I love the idea.
Awesome. Well, guys, I thank you for your time.
Dude, that was my pleasure. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Shocker, we'll do. I'll call you in a couple of weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah, whatever.
Two trees.
I'm in.
Couple two tree. Couple
and we'll listen to the Megadeth song, right? They had a song in that movie, right? In Shocker.
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, let's do. Is that Clive Barker or is that Wes Craven?
That's Wes Craven.
That's Wes Craven. Yeah.
Not to be. By the way, Clive Barker. I read some messed up shit about Clive. We won't say it on the podcast just in case he hears or sees this. And I am trying to be in the running for the Rawhead remake, but I don't want to call it. I don't want to call it anything to do with Rawhead. I want to have it have a different name so that it's not judged by this. Right. And then if you see it and you're like, wait a second, you know, it's in the Rawhead universe, but it's not, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think that, before we go, I do think that was an old children's tale called Rawhead and Bloody Bones, and they were two different monsters. So, like, this could be Bloody Bones. Like, you could just draw on that, and then people would realize that it's just, they're the same kind of thing.
Yes, because it doesn't have to be the 9-foot dick universe. It could be
You can. We all just keep it in the Rawhead Rex cinematic universe.
Yes. And just please pray that there's somewhere like outtakes, a director's cut down the line or something, a documentary about the making of this film where we see Rex dancing to Rex and Effects.
Yeah.
Crossover.
Rump shaker.
All I want to do is a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
I love that with such limited Rexes available that Rawhead doesn't even make the Mount Rushmore.
No. Nope. Got beat out by Simon Rex. Dirt nasty.
Rex and Effects. Rex Reed. What about Rex Tillerson? Wasn't he somebody like he's in the government?
Oh, yeah, he's a guy. Like an oil guy.
All right, guys. All right, that was a lot of fun. And thank you, everybody who came over from Patreon. D, Andy, TJ, Ryan, Daniel. Thank you, Brian. And we'll be back next week with Drew Stone. We're watching the movie. Oh, we're watching Sorcerer.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Thank you. Right. Take care.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Adam Amico, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Vivek Pawar, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Jesse DeGroote,
Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Josh Lipinski, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jason Rary, Jamie Kutcher, Brian Undercoffler, Lee Walker, Matthew Thompson, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Jessica Sheaf, Jeremy Jordan, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley.
Hey, it's Jamie and Brian. If you're still listening, you are my hero. Thank you so much. Brian, where can they find you?
Find me everywhere. B. McKay is right. Go sign up to Gas Digital Network. Use promo code JOSTIF for a 1 week free trial. Catch up on over 600 episodes in the archive and thousands of hours of other shows.
And now that the podcast is going to be back on a regular schedule, we're going to get the hotline rocking again. 201-677-8032 if you have a movie suggestion. And if you want to catch up on the movie pod, if you want to watch the videos, go to Gas Digital Network. Like Brian said, use the code JOSTA, subscribe. You can watch it on your tablet. You get a private RSS feed. It's beautiful. You can watch it on a third-party app.
You got to click
in the bonus section. Yep. And then if you want just the audio and you want to sit in on the podcast as we do them and you want to suggest a movie, go to patreon.com/JOSTA. If you can't afford a subscription, but you want to make a one-time donation, get a shout out for you, your friend, your family member, whoever, at Jamie JOSTA on Venmo, paypal.me/JOSTA. And we will get to the shout outs on the next episode. We got Scott Vogel coming back on for episode 601. And we are getting back to the regular podcast schedule. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. I'm not in the new space yet. I just turned the computer because this is all getting staged because this place is getting sold. So, but I will be at the new space, I think, for episode 602, which is going to be Matt Heafy. So it's another good reason to sign up for the Patreon. And Matt will be on, what is it, Tuesday, August 3rd? I think it's 10:30 a.m. I think. Oh, you're muted, Brian. But
yeah, I have dogs barking in the background. Yeah, 10:30 a.m. That is going to be Tuesday, August 3rd, early
morning. Right. I had it right. So if you want to sit on that, join the Patreon at the all access or executive tier level. And then also, if you have a question for Matt or you want to leave Matt a voicemail, 201-677-8032. We're going to get the segments back. I'm even going to be going into New York to do a couple shows at the Gas Digital Network studio. So we're going to have a Yours Is Ours Is special edition of the How Awesome Is This podcast. And Brian, maybe you could pull this trailer up for this outro. It is the movie Immortal Kombat with a C, Immortal Kombat with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
YouTube's gonna kick us off for playing YouTube video.
Oh, right. Okay. YouTube's gonna kick us off. So we'll play it on the, but we will watch that. Yeah, go watch that trailer and then get your questions for Matt Heafy. Either use the hashtag AskJosta or email jostashow@gmail.com or call 201-677-8032. We got Randy on. We're getting Matt. Now, hopefully, the next one is going to be Mustaine. But I know we still owe everybody Corpse Grinder, Brent Hines. I did talk to Brent again the other day. The show with the fishes, with the aquarium. Did you see that?
I did not.
Dude, they played acoustically in the Atlanta Aquarium, which is, looks so epic.
Oh, that's wild.
But also, Bron hit me up and wants to do a Joey Jordison tribute show. So we'll probably do that too. If you want to sit in on that again, that'll probably be next week or the week after. Bron, shout out to Bron. It was awesome getting a chat with him. Definitely want to have him back on the show too. And then thank you to all our sponsors, IndieMerchStore.com. If you want the Rawhead Rex Josta mashup tee, IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Thank you to the Mad Russian Apothecary. Big shout out to the Mad Russian. Go to the show notes, get yourself, use the code JOSTA21. Get yourself some foot balm, some heel butter. Get yourself some Sochi Snow beard oil. They have a bunch of great products. And then man, we got a lot. We got a lot of great sponsors right now. We're really, knock on wood, everybody stays on board. Check out Fume. If you want to get that, if like Kirk says, if you want to get a little hit of that, give me something, rocker. Give me a little fire. Give me a taste.
Yeah, right? it helps you get rid of tobacco cravings or whatever.
Exactly. Go to Breathe Fume, BREATHEFUM.com. Use a promo code. I think it's the promo code Josta.
Yep.
And then we got a shout out and got to thank fucking Good Soap. So psyched that they're coming back on board, because that's probably the most reaction I've ever seen on social media. People just loving the product. That's a really good sign. Like when it's just organic like that, and people go, thank you for the hookup with fucking Good Soap. It is fucking Good Soap. Use the promo code Josta, fuckinggoodsoap.com. Rockauto.com. What was the song I was going to do? I forget now.
You were going to do John Otto.
Oh, I was going to do Rock Auto, but like sound like Fred yeah. Durst saying John Otto, but do rockauto.com. No promo code needed, but if you're a DIY mechanic or professional mechanic, support rockauto.com because they support us here at the show. And listen, we've been through a fucking pandemic. So to keep the lights on, keep the bills paid, get new mics, all that sponsor money went to buying all the foam for the walls and the insulation and the drywall and the lights and the whole thing. I mean, I can't wait for everybody to see it. But it's not been a fast process. So, and it's every day there's something new. Like today, like the last, I said, you guys got to be out of here by next week because it's got to be quiet so we can record. We got the fucking HVAC making noise. We got the boiler making noise. We got the fucking air conditioner making noise. We got the fucking floorboards that had to be put in. I'm learning about fucking shoe molding. I never looked at a piece of shoe molding in my life until I was 43 years old.
Yeah, man. There's a lot that goes into just fucking a house.
Oh, I got a newfound respect for Ralph dealing with all this, because when just knowing what he's dealt with Gas Digital flooding and the carpet and the design and the glass.
We just got new carpet.
Oh God. I don't envy him. But yeah. So, but now we'll have a space and hopefully, knock on wood, sooner than later, it'll be up and running. Who else do we got to shout out? Blue Chew?
We got a shout out Blue Chew. We got a shout out IP Vanish. Make sure
Promescent.
He doesn't steal your info.
Fool, send me some Promescent. I want to bash for 3 hours.
Promescent, you know, helping you get your business done.
DelaySpray.com, promo code JOSTA15. Am I getting that right? Did I remember that one right?
I believe that's right.
But anyways, if you listen through this whole part, we appreciate you. Helped us pay some bills, keep the lights on, get this move happening. And we'll be back on Thursday with Scott Vogel for episode 601. And hopefully that will be the start of a very normal, regular Josta Show schedule. Back on track with the segments, with the hotline, with the fan questions getting asked, emails being read, and all that stuff that we kind of neglected over the whole pandemic. But really appreciate everybody that tuned in for episode 600 with Randy. It was awesome. The Adam D episode was awesome. Even the Kyle Gass, which some people thought was a little cringe. I had a great time. I thought it turned out great. And it did well. The episode did okay, considering.
Yeah, Kyle's great. We should have him back on.
I think we should hit up Jackie and be like, listen, we want to do the record. 2022, make it fucking happen. Or do you think that audience is like, just no, we want acoustic songs, silly songs. We don't want.
Hey man, they don't know until they hear it. You don't know you want right? until you hear it.
That is so fucking true. You're right. Because you know what? On those D videos, if you go into the comments, a lot of them are like, I never knew I needed this until.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I heard that first single and I was like, holy shit. I'm a huge D. Snyder fan. I didn't even know that shit.
Dude, that's happened to me a bunch, actually. So, yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you said that. And anybody who checked out the new D video, I see Jeff here. Jeff Q&M from the Patreon is in here. I can't believe you guys are listening to us to do the outro and the ads. So, thank you. I mean, you pay literally so you don't have to listen to ads. That just goes to show how diehard you guys are. But make sure you go on the Patreon and you choose. I posted about where the sequel to the D video should go. And it was nice to see the actor who Paul got in the video. He's so psyched to be in a Dee Snider video. And now Scotland is covering like all the major publications, the major news networks. They're covering that Dee filmed, you know, a portion of his video in Scotland. They're really psyched on it because they love Dee in Scotland. So that's kind of a cool, fun little story. And now we get to do, well, hopefully, knock on wood, we get to finish the story where it says to be continued. Go to the Patreon, sound off. The treatments are written. We have three treatments. The middle one where he goes full John Wick, that's going to be a big budget. So I doubt that one could happen, but I think people are liking the third option on the Patreon, but you'll have to join the Patreon to see. Try it for $5 for 1 month. Go download all the, there's so many podcasts exclusive to Patreon in the archive on Patreon. You download it and then you cancel. Full disclosure. What do you call that? Transparency? What do you call that?
What's that?
When you just say, hey, go on and just go for a month and
try it out. Stick around, I promise.
Retention is key in the game, right? That's what the fucking that's what the suits say.
Yeah.
Bro, your hair is looking good. You're looking like you got some Mad Russian in there. Would you put a little Mad Russian in there?
This is like this is me needing to go take a shower, like right now.
Dude, that's natural. That's the natural oils.
That's my natural sheen.
Don't fix what ain't broken.
That's it, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that, man. Thanks, Mark Tag. Thanks, everybody from Patreon. We will be back Tuesday with Matt Heafy, 10:30 a.m., 7:30 PST. 10:30 EST.
That's tomorrow if you're listening to this.
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow if you're listening to this. Yeah, because this is coming out on Monday. All right. Love you all. Thank you all. Bye-bye.